We're back with the second installment of the Joe and Tay Show.
I'm Taylor. Fifth time.
Well, we already got a minute in on one of these recording sessions, and we lost our guest already. So, Savannah wants in on this.
She always does.
Oh boy, I know. I'm not gonna talk about that here though.
Just to clarify, we're not dating. Guys, hit me up. My Instagram is TTAYLOR.MADISONN. It's TTAYLOR.MMADISON. Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're gonna get a bunch of 40-year-old get 40-year-old dudes hitting you up. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we were gonna talk about Taylor's twin sister to start, and she was gonna tell us about herself and why she should be here.
I'm gonna call her and chat.
Yeah, go ahead and call her back down here. She's being a goon.
Okay, I'm putting her next to you.
It's a nice emoji you got next to your name.
Thanks. Why is she not answering? If you were calling, she would answer. That's a no. Get your ass back down here. The podcast is going on.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Hannah, the podcast is going on right now. We need to introduce you. Like, it's literally, 2 minutes in.
Bye.
Come down. As you can see, Hannah is a hard ass.
She's all right, though. She's all right.
She's coming.
Oh, she's walking very fast. That's definitely Hannah. And watch her come down here and just tackle us. Just fucking tackle us to the ground. Holy God.
Her Crocs.
Like an elephant.
I had to go to the bathroom, you hoe.
Okay.
Wow.
This is
Hannah.
I was just joking.
Introduce yourself. Hannah, introduce yourself.
I'm Hannah.
But like, explain.
You're her twin sister.
Taylor's twin sister.
We don't look alike.
Not at all.
So what do you want to do? We've put in our description. We're a bunch of pieces of shit from college. Well,
I'm dropped out. Dude, we tweeted Brasky today.
Yeah, I tweeted.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
because he did it. He told me that I was gonna be a college dropout and everything.
Yeah. So I'll show you what I said.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and he goes, let me get it. He goes,
I'm sure he was not serious about that.
No, he said, well, I said,
I had
Brasky, you were right, dot, dot, dot. She dropped out and sent this picture. And then he says, what did he say? I can't see what he said. How do you tell what he said?
He was like, you're like a grandma.
No.
I don't understand Twitter. Sorry. Okay. Then he said, oh no, dot, dot, dot. And she's shopping at Forever 21. That's even worse.
Forever 21.
And Hannah said,
what are we going to do with her? She's broke, only window shopping.
Yeah.
Wow.
I dropped out of college, but I'm going to Virginia for college next year, so
no,
it's okay.
But she doesn't have the money.
Then what's going to happen with this?
You'll have to
download Anchor, I guess.
We'll all float too.
I love that movie.
I saw it once with my ex-boyfriend.
I saw it once
L.
with... Mm-hmm. Who did I see it with?
Me and my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, was that there?
Yep.
Son
Who
of
else was
bitch.
There? I don't know. Probably Josh.
Probably Josh, yeah.
You know what would be hilarious is if your guys' stepdad came down here and said, get that fucking boy out of the house.
Wait, explain what happened.
All right, so... so yesterday, it was 2 days ago.
Wait, can we acknowledge something? Why does it look like there's a cum stain on your pants?
Why are you looking down there, Taylor?
Where? Right here?
I'm not going to point
where. Why are you looking down there, Taylor?
It's a joke. Relax. Okay, just explain.
She likes looking down.
So... I'm in Taylor's house a couple days ago. Why are you...
I was just sending... That we're doing a podcast.
Okay.
People are going to get annoyed.
That's all right. We do this all the time. So I'm in Taylor's house a couple days ago, and Hannah was there with us, and we were having a great time. You know, Taylor's cleaning up her room because she hasn't been in there forever, it feels like. And so there's a little bit of drama that sparked up.
It
involved one of my exes, actually.
I was dying so hard.
Wait, let me explain that first, you guys. Hang on. So, I was supposed to be hanging out with Joe's ex that night. Keep in mind, she, like, said all this crap about me and, like, didn't like me. But I was like, you know what? Mend broken ankles. Like, I'll be friends. So, we were supposed to hang out. Shut up. So, we were supposed to hang out, and I was, like, gonna have her come over at, like, 12. Anyway, she thought I was ditching her, and she saw on my story that I was hanging with Hannah, my sister, and Joe. And she texted Hannah. She texted Hannah and was like, Taylor, did you guys bring Joe? And then anyway, so then continue your story, JoJo.
So, Hannah takes off. I do this all the time. Like, it's only when the two of you are here.
Yeah.
So Hannah takes off, right, to go diffuse the situation.
She goes to freaking make it worse.
I went to hang out with them.
I applaud you for doing that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Because they were saying something about you, and I was... What were they saying?
We'll talk about that in between segments.
So. Yeah, I was good. I knew.
I'll tell you after the story, guys. Hannah takes off, and it's just Taylor and I, and I didn't realize that she closed her door.
Hannah closed our door. Thanks, Hannah.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
So
did I?
Yes.
So here I am. Sitting in Taylor's room.
Thinking, in her bed.
Thinking, oh man, I'm going to get some. No, I'm just kidding. kidding. So we were going to watch some Riverdale. She's like, you got to watch Riverdale because it's apparently great.
You've never
seen it.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'll talk
about it.
Keep going.
And, I sit on her bed or whatever. She's like doing some shit with her planner. And,
it's true.
On the outside, Hannah says to her stepdad, or he goes,
is there a boy in her room? And I said, yes. And he said, I'm going in there. And I said, wait till I leave. And so, I ran out the door.
So, I'm talking to Taylor or whatever, and the door fucking busts open. what's his name? Victor? Here comes Victor. He comes busting into the room. He's like, absolutely no boys allowed in your room. I'm like, well, shit.
I should have said he's transgender.
Well, shit, I guess I'm not getting any ass. Dude, I'm just kidding.
When after we go to Royal and we come back, I'm going to be like, hey, I just want to let you know Joe's transgender. So can you suck?
No.
You laughed.
No. So... So,
I think I'm really ugly.
I was like, okay, my bad. I got up, walk out of the room with Taylor, and I was like, hey, I'm really sorry. I know how that looks bad and all that. And he's like, you don't need to feel bad. Taylor does. And I was like, but how? I feel like ashamed of myself right now. I feel
then,
horrible.
Then we get downstairs, and Joe's pacing back and forth and going, can we leave? Can we leave? And I'm like, Joe, you're fine. He's like, I just want to go. And so we just got his car and left.
No, wait. We got outside and I was like,
yeah.
I was like, fuck, I left my jacket in your room.
I had to go get it.
Yeah, I was like, Taylor, you need to go back in and get it. And she's like, what? I don't really want to either. she walks through the house, grabs my jacket. I'm like, all right, we're getting the fuck out of here.
As I walk out, he goes, Taylor, what time's your curfew? I said 12, and he goes, remember that.
That's just my point.
I know. And then also, I forgot what I was going to say.
But yeah, we took off. We were out of there in a heartbeat. It was, did not like walking through your house for like the first time.
I never like walking through my house. Today I had to pee so bad, but I didn't want to walk through the house, so I was waiting for Hannah to get out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the end of the segment. We'll be back in a second. Okay, we're back from our short intermission. And what? What an intermission. Eyes were rolled. People were hugged. It was great.
Cheers.
Gay best friend.
Shut the fuck up. All right. Well, Taylor has been. We discussed this earlier in our horrible audio first episode in the car. You probably couldn't hear most of it, but we were mentioning how Taylor had some fuckboy problems at the time. So Taylor dropped one of them, which I was
two
like...
Two of them. Hold on.
We'll get to that. All right. She dropped one of them.
And I feel so bad. He's saying how he's depressed now, and like he was saying how he really liked it, has so much feelings for me, and I said, I can't commit.
Feelings in his dick.
He didn't sad message face. Me, so
feelings, feelings in his dick. Mm-hmm. That is just an ongoing thing. He gave up tonight, and he'll probably be back tomorrow, right?
Probably, right back at it, 3 a.m.
So.
I know we only hung out once, but it was the best day of my life.
So, there's this other guy. He actually went to my elementary school.
In our high school. All our high schools. And me and Joe told Taylor that he was a man-ho. That all he wanted to do was get in her pants. But Taylor says, no, and he changed for God.
This
he told me he did. I asked him if he was Taylor, a fuckboy.
This
was,
like, no. This was probably the worst of the two. And
it
I
was
kept,
the worst. Me and Joe were right.
And listen to what Taylor did. So she...
we warned her.
We were like, Taylor, we swear he's a fuckboy. Mm-hmm. And so...
You tell her.
So Taylor goes and Snapchats him and says... Are you a fuckboy?
She goes, a lot of people have told me that you are.
And he goes, well, no, of course I'm not. Like, what? And she fell for it at the time.
Well, he told me, Taylor boys told me I just am focusing on God.
What
and
the
I said,
fuck?
I love Jesus, too.
This is what he does when he gets out of the car. That's what he did to get in his car. He lifts
anyway,
his
so like, he asked me to a movie, and me, just wanting to hang out as friends, was like, yeah, sure. So, he picks me up right when I get in the car. He gives me this really awkward hug, and he's like, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You know him.
I know. And he's like, well, not meet you, I guess. And he said, then we're driving and stuff and, like, awkwardly talking. And he was just like, you know, I was really nervous my car was going to smell like weed. And then I said, it does. And he just started laughing for a very long time. Yeah. Then we get into the movies, and he starts hugging me and, like, all this crap. And I was like, what the fuck? And then we sit down.
This is late at night.
Like 11 o'clock. We sit down in the very back, and right when we sit down, he, like, holds my hand, and I'm like, boy. So I automatically
swerved
this.
When you already told him you wanted to be friends.
Mm-hmm. I automatically swerved this bitch. I was like, you're not holding my hand, you cunt.
This is why we got an explicit rating.
What?
You did?
Oh, yeah. I set that up ahead of time.
Anyway, so I curved the hoe, and I was like, no. And he kept trying, and then he, like, grabbed it, and he would not let go of my hand.
Ew.
And I was like, oh, my God. So
and,
then,
and before she went on this date, I said, Taylor, if you need me to come get you, message me. I have, because I knew he was a bad guy.
I didn't think he was. I was like, okay,
I
maybe.
Knew. Me and Joe
piece
knew.
Of shit.
Anyway, so we're there. Keep in mind, we usually go, you need to know this for further in the story. Me and Hannah usually always go to MJR. We never go to the mall.
We
but this time we went to the mall.
Which is already sketchy.
Yeah, so we get there and stuff. We're in the movie theater. He's holding my hand, and he keeps on, like, I keep unholding it. Then he holds it again, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then, that's literally in my head, you guys. Then he, like, puts his arm around me, and he's like, you're so cute, you're so cute. And he keeps kissing my cheeks and stuff. And I was like, stop. And then he, like, turned my head with his hand and, like, started kissing me on the lips. Anyway, but then he was just like,
this fucking guy.
Yeah, he was holding my head and kissing me and stuff, and I kept saying, stop, like, I don't want to kiss you. I was, stop, no more. And he was just like,
no more.
Uno más, uno más.
Just okay, I forgot to tell you guys.
He's Mexican. Anyway, he's like, you're so cute in the head. So then he will, like, keep kissing me. And, like, literally an hour goes by. He's probably kissing me, like, 50 times. I'm literally holding my head. And, like, I keep pushing away. And every time I would push away, he would start kissing down my neck, going down my body. And I was like, what the
this is all in the movie.
This is all in the movie. This is all in the movies. And, like, starts, like, sucking in my ear.
Ew. I hate that sound.
Yeah. And then
that's some good ASMR sounds right there.
Anyway, so then I'm like, my God, I need to get out of here. And he was, like, supposed to drive me home. And I was like, this little cunt ain't driving me home. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm very upset about it. I cried all night.
I was there with you.
Anyway, so I tried to text Hannah.
I try to text Hannah.
Holy
And I text. Keep in mind, every single time I would try to text her, he would grab my phone. And he'd be like, no. And then he would, like, grab my face and start kissing me again. So I, like, was trying to text her, like, nonchalant. So I text her. I go, get me at 11:30. And she texts back, you okay? You good? And I, like, didn't text back for, like, 30 minutes. And I was just like, I just said, yes, mall. She goes, so you want me to pick you up? And I said, yes, Aunt Mall. And I'm, like, freaking out trying to send this text. And she's talking to her friend Wyatt. And he's telling...
her friend.
Shut up. Don't talk about that right now. Well, that'll be the next segment.
No.
But anyway, so then she... Her friend Wyatt is telling her, don't pick her up. She's just pranking you. Don't pick her up.
No,
well, I'm freaking
that.
About to
he
get raped. I'm freaking out. So she goes, call me. If you want to pick me up, call me real quick, please. You good? Am I picking you up? Hey, answer your phone or I'm about to shower. Call me when you can. I'm on my way. These are all separate texts.
Because I knew something was going on. So yeah. Like, I'm on my way too.
And I said, okay, thank you. Then I told him, I was like, finally, like, 2 hours passes. This is a long, freaking ass movie.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. And, like, the whole time just in my hand, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I was freaking out. I was like, it was, okay, you don't understand
holy
this.
Shit. She's all wound up. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You guys, you don't understand the situation until you're in it. But he would, like, kiss me, like, and make, like, keep in mind, he's, like, making me. Like, he's holding my head. He would kiss me. Then he would stop me and be like, yo, somebody, anto. And then go in again. And I'd be like, no. I'm, like, trying to speak in Spanish. Like, no mas. And he'd be like, yo, somebody, anto. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what do you say? How do you say fuck off in Spanish? And fuck off, yo. And
No. You just say it. You just tell him, no pito.
What's that mean?
No penis.
Anyway, so, like, 2 hours goes by, I'm, like, he's holding me and, like, not letting me go and taking my phone, so I was, like, I have to pee, and he's, like, why? And I was, like, dude, I'm about to pee my pants on, I don't know, so I need to be nicer.
Oh.
So I leave, and I'm in the bathroom, and I'm texting him, like, Hannah,
you
like, girl,
once,
get
me.
Then, oh, yeah, the other guy that liked me, he kept texting me, he's, like, I'm freaking out, because keep in mind, I was kind of, like, telling him we're not gonna be together that whole day, so we can see. And I told him I would call him when I got home, which was like 3 hours before that. Anyway, he was freaking out. I felt really bad, but yeah.
The other I'll call day, him after I go on this date with this
the other
guy.
Day we were
it wasn't
at
a date.
The other day we were at Royal, which like we're not gonna
wait. Wait, we should
hold
end
on.
This section first.
Well, hang on. So we were at Royal, and Taylor gets out of the car to call this guy.
Noah?
And Savannah and I are like in the car, like screaming,
one?
Noah.
Really?
Savannah and I were sitting in my car screaming as loud as we can, flipping Taylor off.
I know.
Just yelling, just,
I started laughing. He's like, just, what's funny? And I'm like, I'm sorry, they're flipping me off.
She's just, her and I are just screaming, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Oh, yeah,
it's
guys.
Hilarious.
Then after that, I got in the car and I was sitting next to Joe.
Yeah, Taylor.
And I opened the door and I dinged the door just a light little ding on the door next to me. And
yeah,
Joe started yelling
ding.
At me and he was like, fucking Taylor! He was like, fuck you, what are you doing? And he starts running in the store and I'm like wiping it off with my coat. I still have dirt on my coat. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Look at this. What's on my coat?
We walk.
Look at what's on my coat?
I don't know what that is. But, cool. Regarding the last segment, this is the same.
That
had hair on my screen,
right.
But this is regarding the last segment. So we walk into this place, and we see Taylor and my ex in there.
Hannah.
And like, oh,
yeah, Hannah. No, we pulled into Royal, and in front of us, I see Hannah, and I'm like, you guys. Hannah, Maddie, and they're all here, and they're like, no, they aren't. And I'm ducking down. I'm like, bitch, we gotta leave. And they're like, no, we don't, and stuff. Oh,
and then they started messaging me when you guys leave, and I'm dying laughing the whole time. So I'm like, no, you guys can come in.
It's probably just like, what the fuck is going
on?
Yeah,
Maddie's like, was that Joe and Taylor? But I was dying laughing the whole time. I was laughing so hard.
We should just stir the fucking pot, Taylor.
No. Here's the thing. Joe, in her breakup, but he still Snapchats her every day.
I don't
say
anything. No,
she Snapchats him.
And if I block her, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Just don't Snapchat her back. I don't Snapchat Patrick anymore.
Well, I'm the horrible guy.
Yeah, don't Snapchat her back.
That's that's how you get over someone, like, get done with them.
Well, Joe's over her for sure, but she ain't over him.
But still, don't Snapchat her back. I just think that's kind of a bad idea.
Son of a bitch.
Segment end.
We'll be back in a second.
Welcome back.
There's so much hair on your floor. Why it's we snow. should just sit it. It's not snow.
Right.
It's dog it's, snow.
It's, you know what I mean. Well, they don't know what
we
I mean.
We should go sit at the ping pong table next time.
Who's this?
Yeah, next time.
That's Caitlin.
Who's that?
Caitlin's okay, a person kids, that works with me.
So, Aaron, one of our friends, we have a group. It's me, Savannah, Joe, and Aaron. Yeah, sorry, Hannah, she's at Connor. I mean, college. I've had a rough day. I'm a third smoking wheel. The devil's plant. Anyway.
I have no friend.
Anyway, so Aaron texts us today and he goes, hey, do you guys. Crap, Christians. Iris. Oh my God! Don't open it. Don't open it. I left him on read all day and now he's typing. Like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
He just had the fuckboy. We had the worst fuckboy send her a snap.
Wait, guys. Wait.
Slide to
hang on. We'll continue to talk about Aaron in a second. Let's just figure out what's...
Did I upset you?
Said, did I upset you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You tried to rape me, yes? Okay, back right, to Aaron. So
we're hyping up Aaron like yeah. Nobody's business. And Aaron just... He says, guys, let's hang out tonight. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Veronica... just kidding. We're not talking about Veronica.
Who's this?
Veronica's
our jewel.
Oh, he gets you. She
I gave
she
it
gets,
to him.
This is a controversial topic. We do not condone that.
We'll talk about that one in the info edition
podcast.
Well, I want to talk about that one of these times. What's going on with their company?
And what's going on with Veronica? This settlement. Where is settlement?
All right. Aaron. So Aaron, you know, he says, come on, guys, let's. Who's down for hanging out? And all three of us respond, and Aaron's nowhere to be fucking found.
But then we find out we're all trying to make plans. We had to be home by 12 because some stuff our family's messed up. Anyway, so we had to be home by 12. He texts, "I'm skinning a deer." He's at a friend's house skinning a live animal.
Not a live animal.
I mean, used to be a live animal. All you vegetarians out there, you tweet Aaron and say, "You little." Bitch ass, you little vegetarian pedophile.
Eat some kale.
Tell him to eat that kale.
We need to figure out a way to get drops into our podcast, like
drops.
You know, what's like that? You know those mm-hmm. back. No, like they're short little clips like, from stuff like
eat some kale.
No, like
can I
you
do
know,
the can I do the sound effects, please?
You know how? Okay, no, oh like drops are like you know how. So, like, that, you know how somebody made that small little clip of Brandon Rogers? He says, oh, dear, it seems I have spotted a cat.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, I love Brandon.
Like, we would just play that at like,
oh,
fitting
that
spots.
So fun.
You know what I'm talking about now?
Well, for now, I'll do sound effects. Okay, keep talking.
I don't know about that. Oh,
well,
shit.
We'll figure it out.
Text her back.
No, let's do it after this segment.
No, I mean, like, we can go. I just got to disconnect it from my car.
Oh, okay, let's just finish this segment, though.
All right, well... Yeah, we're still waiting on Aaron. We will get him on the show one of these times.
Cricket. I don't know how to make a cricket sound.
Taylor, you're sort of getting your life together. You're
kids.
Did you apply to OCC?
I applied to OCC. They told me I can't come in tomorrow or Wednesday, and I told them I'd call them back. I didn't call them back, but...
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to there next semester online. I might be moving to Virginia next year.
No.
I have three jobs right now. I work at Cook's, a cleaner's, and I babysit some middle schoolers. And also... Well, yeah. Yay! I'm so good at sound effects.
So, yeah. No, what, you... What's the clean? You work at the cleaners with me now.
Yeah.
Out of we're not talking about
okay.
that. Okay. It's disclosing a little too much. So what do you think so far? Because I haven't really, like you've done good for 2 days.
Thanks.
You're you're a mildly intelligent person like we were expecting like we need.
Today 420. Sorry. Today was a little bit of a hard day. Joe left me alone with Dallas, and I got very nervous. And
don't mention any names, like
oh,
from there.
Wait,
it's okay.
Bleep
it's
that
okay.
Out.
I can see what I'll
Joe,
see what I can do.
Joe left me alone with Texas.
No, the manager.
Texas, like
the manager is who I'm. I'm very close
Joe
friends
left
with
me
everybody
alone with
there.
The manager. And I got so nervous, and I messed up a few times, and he, I don't. I felt like he was mad.
The manager, which you need to understand, he's been through the ringer, so to speak. He's a pissy person, and you know, like,
I try to make him smile.
Boss man and I make fun of him so much. It's great.
They squirt each other and hit each other.
No. Maybe a little bit.
He told me how Joe would let him suffocate him until he couldn't take it anymore.
No. He would put a bag over my head, and I'd be like,
he wouldn't suffocate me. He just put a bag over my head.
Hang on. So like he'd put the bag over my head, and I'd like rip it off into me. I'd be like, "Fuck you, you piece of shit! Not working here anymore." And he goes, "You're not allowed to leave. You're too good at this." And I was like, "Wow."
Wait, why is he said that to me? You just started.
Yeah, no, he's a fuck. Okay, whatever he tells you is somewhat true. And then
I like it though, because I like how he's straightforward.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's not gonna beat around the bush. Huh?
Nothing.
He's said big ass.
Thick. No, nothing. Just for
all right.
Fast forward.
And then Cooks really? Is. Cooks is a dairy farm.
Yeah, and I covered in pink.
No, I worked there for a year.
Stop!
I worked there for a year until I got a job.
I literally want to stick a fork up her ass.
Come at me.
I am covered in pig and cow poop every day when I get home.
And then what's the third job? Babysitting?
I'm babysitting an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know why. If you're 12, you're allowed to be home by yourself. Like, yeah.
It's weird, but I don't care. I get some money to sit there.
Shit, I was home by myself at times when I was fucking six.
Same. Like, our parents left us alone all the time.
Like, I mean, granted, my dad was off doing things he shouldn't have been doing. We're not going to get into that on recording.
We should have a really depressing podcast one time with just talking about our lives, because we both have some pretty fucked up lives.
Maybe. We'll think about that one. I might have been, like, fucking 4 or 5. Like, I was super young. And then I'd like tell my mom, be like, I was home by myself today, mom. I'm such a big boy now. And like, my mom was like, oh really? I'm gonna fucking kick your dad's ass later. But what's your favorite so far out of the three, since you pretty much just started them all?
Well, I haven't even done the babysitting yet, because I start next week.
Well, I mean, babysitting's babysitting.
Yeah, I've done that for a long time.
You've done it before.
I don't know. I really like some of the people at Cooks, but it's so hard, and I really like working with you at Champs.
Champs is so easy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably Champs, because it's just hanging out with you pretty much.
Yeah. So a couple of things. We're going to talk about the very sad news of Stan Lee passing away on the next episode. As well as PewDiePie, YouTube God, meme review.
If you have any recommendations, text us at our Instagrams, TTAYLOR.MMADISON. Okay, tag yours, Joe.
See, this is what PewDiePie does. He steals his fans' content and says it's his original content.
Really?
It's kind of funny. It's a joke.
Take your ULL.
Savannah's gonna kick our ass.
I'm gonna text her right now.
Alright. We will be back in a second. Actually, no, we're not. We're gonna do this, and then we are going to, close it out. So, if you can't handle insensitive jokes, if you're liberal at all, you will not be able to handle this, okay?
It's so funny.
So, just want to start out by saying I beat the shit out of Taylor. Beat the living shit out of her, because she is a weak woman. Small-brained woman.
He's a wife beater. I'm not his wife or girlfriend, by the way. Hit me up, boys.
Yeah, we disclosed this at the very fucking beginning.
I know, but I just gotta say it again.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm desperate. The new viewers? Yeah.
I'm not really desperate.
Oh, you are desperate.
No, I'm not. I literally just cut off all the guys that were talking to me.
You, okay, all right. You were desperate.
Yeah,
you
was for the first week of being single. And now I'm like, uh-oh, yeah, I you're touching don't really things. Like
it. That sounds so wrong.
That's
what she said. I got my laptop open. All right, so
we'll talk to you guys. What's our outro thing gonna be?
We got to do a separate thing for that. So, so for this joke, okay, I was searching through memes because I can't get enough.
I love it. I save him on. No, he's like, a 12-year-old prepubescent boy.
You got to shut the fuck up. You got to get the most fucked up memes you can possibly find.
Come on, Joe. We gotta go. You're not gonna be able to love them.
It's fine. So
I will find some.
So this one that I found, it was I don't even remember what the image was for it, but the guy, the caption for it was, it was a TikTok thing.
Oh my god!
It was on TikTok.
Ew!
It was on TikTok, and it was a girl who was saying it was a woman who was saying it. She goes, so I just want to let all the TikTok users know that there's only one gender and it's male because women are property.
Oh my god.
This has stuck. This has been stuck in my head forever.
This has been Joe's, like, set of this has been him. This has been his center of humor lately. Yes. Just degrading women and making every single girl hate him. It's super funny.
But you guys don't hate me.
It's funny. No, because I know
Michaela,
it's a joke.
Oh my gosh.
Michaela hates me now.
Yeah, really? She liked you.
She did?
We're not
she
talking about that.
Did.
Oh, did not know that.
Me neither.
I did. Yes, you did.
Just kidding. Just kidding. It was a prank. I talked to her about it. All right. So. Okay.
That'll be the next podcast, information podcast next time.
About everything.
Let us know what you guys want. And if you...
All right. We'll be right back in a second. We'll close out the show. Okay. That's a nice burp. Good job.
Oh,
all right. We'll be back in a second. All right. I had fun this time.
Me too. It was very fun. My throat hurts.
Wink.
You
guys can't see it, but she winked when she said that, and she looked at me.
Did you ask her?
That's my gay best friend that's talking.
I'm not fucking gay. Let's get that straight, okay? I just made a joke about women, all right? Why would I? All right, well.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
I had a great
Joey
time. Hannah.
Oh, my God.
Son of a bitch, man.
We don't look alike.
Hannah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You did a great job for being stage
I'm
or
just
having
listened.
Stage fright.
I barely talked.
No, you grabbed the phone and you
I
talked.
I got heated.
Like, I want that to be my thing. Good. You have to pick a different thing to do.
What's
pick
your thing? What's yours gonna be?
Oh, fuck! I don't even know. You just fucking do your thing.
Okay. Bye, bitch.
We out.